Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as if you want to meet scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You again have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. We've got, again, much to cover. Sad to say, sorry to say it, folks, but this is what a country looks like that forgets God. He said that he will turn that nation into hell, and the only thing that we can report to you, friends, is we still have the freedom to do the right thing, and the problem that we're having in this country is there's too many people that don't realize that. They're waiting to get their ear filled up with what they can't do because they don't want to do it, and that's the truth of the matter. I also wanted to say this and just kind of give a little bit of a poke to those that call themselves the left and the liberals, and I'm talking to a majority of people that call themselves the right because they're the problem. We've all heard it said by Edmund Burke that evil prevails because good men do nothing. That is the furthest thing from the truth. Evil men allow evil to prevail. Good men do not allow evil to prevail. So let's put that into context. But I do want to say this to all of us who willfully and blindly follow along concerning the politics that are being played out in front of us that are much of the cause of division, Mark 3:25 in this country, because the people don't know the difference. There's not a left side of the Constitution, friends. Just wanted to make clear, there is no left side of the Constitution. Case in point, now that I'm saying that, I'm just going to go ahead and pull this up because I want you to see it. If you want to jump onto social media platforms, please do. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, top left side of the page. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, top left side of the page. Also, BeforeIt'sNews.com, BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of the page. I wanted to let you know, too, if you want to call in, you can. That number is 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Wanted to remind everybody that if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. Go ahead and look up at the screen right now, and if you're listening to us in one of the 159 cities across the country, I will paint the picture for you. This is Ted Cruz. He's another American appeaser. He's in Congress. I believe he's got 5 or 6 offices, too, for those that didn't know. And I just got an email from him today, and I'm getting tons of them, by the way, from all of those individuals that are already getting paid by taxpayers, that are seeking more money and more money and more money, and Americans are trying to figure out why they become wealthy in office, because they're not doing their job. They're scaring the people into submission through the fear of man and fear of consequence, and then they beg for more money. And why is that? Because there is no difference, folks. In the clowns, in the circus of politics, there is no difference between the left and the right. As a matter of fact, the point that I was just making is the right is responsible for the left because the left is the fruit of the right, right? But look at this. Ted Cruz, tough as Texas, he calls himself. Fellow conservative, did you see my urgent email from a few days back? My potential Democrat. Now, this guy is supposed to be a scholar, right? And he's talking about his Democratic opponent. He doesn't know, and I believe that he all the well does know. If you have not seen Mr. Smith Goes to Washington, do yourself a favor and pay attention to the Silver Knight, because that's what Ted Cruz is. He is the Silver Knight, okay? He's bought and paid for. He's controlled opposition. For him to suggest that his potential Democratic opponent has voted to defund Operation Lone Star, the state of Texas program to combat illegal immigration, well, I think everybody knows that we're well beyond that in many cases, right? I'm just asking the people, right? Everybody knows that we're well beyond that, right? Okay, because I can't make this kind of stuff up. The only thing I can do is convey it to you as things roll down, as the carpet rolls out in the face of what's taking place in this country. It's well beyond that. As a matter of fact, we're going to talk a little bit about that in just a little bit here concerning how Biden is now saying that the border wall does not work. Of course it doesn't. Why? Because they don't work. And the fact of the matter is, folks, it's the federal government and state governments that are luring these illegals into the country in the first place. So for Ted Cruz to get up there and blame his opponent for what's happening, no, he's just showing you how weak he is, and he's just showing you the job that he's not doing concerning his oath that he swore, Numbers 30, verse 2, and Deuteronomy 23, verse 23, and upholding the enumerated laws found within the Constitution. Okay? We're way beyond that. I'm going to get to that in a moment. I don't want to get ahead of myself, and that is one of the things that I want to cover, okay? Before we get to that, I want to show you something that many people don't realize. You know the singer for U2, Bono, right? You guys have all heard this clown who can't sing, who's been put up, and you got to ask the question why he's been put up. Well, I can always explain to you as to why, and explain and give you the answer as to why they have been put up, because they bowed down to the one that promised to give them power if they would worship him. Well, Bono's one of those guys. Matter of fact, Bono from U2, and I warned of this a long time ago, he was the guy that was talking about his Christianity on television, and then he started popping off the F word at the same time. And I think it doesn't take a genius to understand the Word of God to understand that those two do not line up in any sense of the word. The Bible says the heart is deceitful above all things, desperately wicked. Who can know it? We know that when the Holy Ghost has regenerated us and renewed us, and that we become born again, we have a new language. And that conversation becometh the gospel of Jesus Christ, okay? Not the gospel of the world in man's fallen nature and his reprobate state. Nope, not at all. But when I highlighted the fact that Bono is no more saved than the devil is, I just want to really kind of solidify the point that I was making. What I'm showing everybody on social media platforms right now is Bono with Klaus Schwab, the guy that's behind much of what's taking place on a global basis, and he's allowed to by the people in nations across the world, okay? Here's Bono with Klaus Schwab. He's the guy that wants to establish the Third Reich, or the Fourth Reich, I'm sorry. He wanted to finish off what Adolf Hitler started, along with his buddies in the New World Order, and we're seeing that all across the country. Here he is making his occultic statements. He's got one hand over his eye. This is what the occultists like to do. I'll tell you who really does a lot of this is Elon Musk's mother, if you haven't seen that. But these are the subliminal messages that U2 is giving out during their concert. One is 666. They flash really quick, so you can't really catch them. You're picking them up subliminally. And another one is pizza, so they're talking about pedophilia, Pizzagate. Interestingly enough, everything you know is wrong. These are what's flashing up on the screen at U2 concerts. Six backwards, Antichrist, watch more TV, believe everything, baby, baby, baby. Boy, boy, boy. Folks, they're telling you who they are. So the American people and people on a worldwide scale need to quit playing games with those that are playing games with you. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. Be right back.
This is Jeff Osborne. Welcome to my new series, God's Touch, airing on BeforeIt'sNews.com. These short pre-recorded segments address real physical issues for which so many people suffer. Choose those that address your needs and receive prayer just for you. God bless you.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at HERBANOMIC.com.
America is in ruins. The globalist Great Reset is here. Enough of the candy-coated, seeker-friendly nonsense. Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper where we take on the tough issues. We cover things your pastor wouldn't touch if his life depended on it. Actually, your life depends on it. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com. It's time you get the truth.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. So, last week I'd highlighted that in spite of, actually it was September 20th, forgive me, 2 weeks, 3 weeks ago now, in spite of illegals being imported, not deported, let me say it again, they're not being deported, they're being imported. I did an article on September 20th, in spite of illegals being imported to America, being a treasonous act, the federal and the state governments continue to import them. That means they're alluring them into your country. Okay? On September 21st, the day after, I played a video for my listeners and viewers that over 900% increase of Chinese nationals crossing over into America. I also showed the buses coming from those that are supposed to actually be guarding the walls and protecting the walls. Just let me make clear, friends, that this is Border Patrol and this is Homeland Security that are actually drawing the illegals and busing them into America. Now, I showed you this the day after I reported that, and I'm showing it to the people right now. Mass releases hundreds of illegal immigrants coming to the streets of San Diego. And, folks, we even showed you pictures of some of these Mexicans that are working Border Patrol. I'm not making this up, but I'm even showing some of the Mexicans that are working Border Patrol fist bumping those illegals that are coming into America that they're busing into the cities. Okay. Then I also took the time, and I'm just getting caught up, folks, highlighting the fact that these illegals, the 900% Chinese migrants, they are nationals. They are sworn to China. They are sworn communists. They're sworn enemies to America, and yet somehow or another, folks, the American people are still entertaining themselves as to or out of the fact that they're being overtaken right now. Deuteronomy 28, verse 43. Also read verse 50 of Deuteronomy 28. It's a nation of a fierce countenance who will not show mercy to the young or the old. This is where we're at, folks, okay? Can't make it up. Again, what I have on social media platforms right now are the Chinese nationals coming into America. If that doesn't put a chill up your spine, friends, I don't know it does. And you can rest assured many of these friends are here to take down the infrastructure of this country. This, you can laugh at all that you will, but the fact of the matter is you better look at the Word of God, folks, because this is a siege. Siege means close, a slow takeover. A slow takeover, okay? I just want to make clear. It's a slow takeover. And to prove what's been going on, this is brand new, what I'm about ready to show everybody. And pay attention to the fact there's no children. Pay attention to the fact that in this video that I'm going to play for you right now, there is one woman. They're all military-aged men. They're all military-aged men, okay? Now, I'm not the little boy crying wolf here, but I am the guy that's being faithful to the Word of God and showing you the judgments that are upon this land right now. And if this takes place tomorrow, then so be it. You were warned. If it takes place in 10 years, so be it. You were warned, and I was faithful to God to give you the warning. Your blood is off my hands. So let me show you what just transpired. This was just sent to me right before the show. These are the illegals coming into America. And again, you can see thousands of men. They're military-aged men. Military-aged men. Oh, there's a woman, too, right there. I've seen two women now. Two women. Two women out of thousands of military-aged men. Why are they being drawn into your country, friends? Should we play stupid? Furthermore, why is your federal and government, your federal and state government, why are they opening the borders to illegals? Because Americans, I've told you 1,000 times, you are the problem. You are the problem. Now, I want to show you this too, because I did this probably 10 years ago. All of our information on our Rumble channel, our educational channel, I have a couple hundred videos there. It's all timeless. It's applicable to the issue, just like the Word of God is. The Word of God is applicable to every issue that we have in life. It gives us the answers to everything. But it also warns us. It shows us what to avoid, Psalm 19:11. And if we fail to do so, well, then we do it to our own demise. Well, one such happening was when I shown the American people, and I want you to see this. It's on social media platforms. Again, if you're listening, you're going to hear this clear as day. But this is a CNN reporter, okay? Back in the 90s, this is Communist Network News, back in the 90s, creating war. A war that didn't exist. And I'm going to go ahead and bridge over the top of this as I lead up to it in just a couple minutes concerning the distractions going on over in Israel, because I warn also of a PSYOP. What they like to do is show you how other countries are under attack when, in fact, Americans, you're the ones that are under attack. Just ask those that are coming into America. They'll tell you. They'll tell you exactly what I'm telling you right now. This is all distraction, but I'll lead up to that in a moment. This is CNN back in the 90s. Listen carefully and pay attention to how they staged this whole Saudi Arabia war. And what was that about? That was about stealing their oil, wasn't it, friends? And the American people bought into it. Now look at this. Such as CNN even went so far to just simply create the news, giving the impression that war was inevitable when in fact it was completely contrived.
It was almost exactly 2 hours ago when the sirens went off here in Saudi Arabia, where we are.
This is in the 90s.
There was no problem. However,
in a studio,
there was an intercept elsewhere near the capital city, Riyadh. We've got some videotape of that. You can take a look at right now.
The palm trees are fake. The lighting looks staged. Cameras never pan anywhere.
We're not sure. All we know is
this is all fake. This is your government in action.
We heard some sort of airburst. We can't tell where it was from where we are right now. We're waiting to see what's happening. As you can hear, the airburst is still going off around us. We can't see. too much of anything. And frankly, this is what we can show you on television right now because of military restrictions.
Now watch this. Look at how these actors play together. Watch this. Listen to this.
Judy, if you need to take cover, I noticed that you...
If you need to take cover, see, they got to get people all frazzled up. They got to get you all worked up because they want you to rally behind them blindly no matter what they're selling. Well, the problem is, Americans, this is all staged on a stage in Atlanta. And then what does the little useful idiot on the left side, the news anchor, do? She gets up and says, now, if you need to take cover, she just plays right into the narrative and pushes the lie forward to the best that she can. Okay? Now, watch the rest
got
of this.
Your gas mask in your hand.
It's laughable. This is all being done in a studio.
If you are able...
Now watch this. When they're offset, pay attention to him. That's in war.
Look at this.
They're in a studio creating a war. Does he look like he needs to take cover? Does it look like he's in Saudi Arabia? No, he's in a studio with fake palm trees behind him, with fans blowing the trees around, creating the delusion that he's in a war to sell it to you, the deception to sell it to the people. Doesn't this sound like William Randolph Hearst? Yes, it does. You take the pictures, I'll create the war. How about video? How about video, friends? And yes, I'm leading up to Israel. Hold on a moment.
Boy, did I almost
the joke is on Americans. This is in 1991.
Charles Jaco, CNN, reporting live from Saudi Arabia. Charles Jaco, CNN,
this is fraud.
Reporting live from Saudi Arabia. From Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia.
Okay, that all took place in Atlanta in a studio. How is it, and I posted this morning, how is it that the people in this country continuously fall for the same charades and the lies that the mainstream media sets? I thought you didn't believe it, Americans. Hey, if you go on social media platforms right now, it is absolutely amazing. All the people saying, pray for Israel, pray for Israel, pray for Israel. You know what, folks? First of all, we're not talking geographically of Israel. Israel is God's people spread all over the world. I was in Israel in 1992. Folks, back in 1992, they were advocating everything God condemns. Homosexuality, they were advocating abortion, and every other thing that you can think of that God condemns, they were promoting it. Not all of them, but that government was already promoting it. So you're going to pray for a government that's at war with God? Are you people kidding me? And again, I could go on this social media platform and find 50 of these right now. The Lord will not abandon his people, nor will he forsake his inheritance. That's right. It's the people, folks. It's not the land. It's the people. We are Christians. We are Israel. Israel means God's fighter. That's his church. When are people going to read their Bibles rather than taking it and parroting it from some hireling in the pulpit? My goodness, we're going to come right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA News Update. Senator Cory Booker says he's safe but shaken after being in the middle of the attacks on Israel from Hamas on Saturday. The White House saying it's too early to determine if Iran was directly involved in those attacks. Deputy National Security Advisor John Finer says the Biden administration is keeping a close watch on any role Iran or any parties do play moving forward. Pope Francis calling for an end to those attacks and violence in Israel. In his Sunday address in St. Peter's Square, the Pope said terrorism and war would only bring further death and suffering to innocent people and not solve any problems. Many banks and government offices closed today in observance of Indigenous Peoples Day and Columbus Day. The post office closed, but FedEx and UPS running as usual. Corey Myers, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Okay, so let's go over to now that of Israel. And I busted these people, these criminals, because those in the mainstream media that are defrauding the people that they're supposed to serve as journalists, they're as guilty as those that they're working for, no question about it. I was just watching a video during the break here, and it was a guy exposing what was going on in Israel and how the Rothschilds back in the early 1900s bought a piece of land and how they have trained war criminals in that country. And yet we have the professed Christians over here with their heads stuck in the sand praying for Israel. What are you praying for? Are you praying that the Lord continuously blesses those war criminals' efforts and the Rothschilds, or what? But what I want to get to is Americans, and I just want to make an appeal to you. And I've brought this up, and I want to bring it up again. Because on this video that I was just watching concerning the Rothschild, he said just follow the money. If you follow the money, it goes back to the same people. And the point that I want to make is if you follow the money, it goes back to the same people that you've heard from. And that you've seen their fingerprints all over crisis, war, and crimes against humanity, how many times over? And yet you sit back and you let them go ahead and reset another narrative, and then you find the money trail goes right back to the same people again. How long are you going to put up with this? Because when those powers that are tolerated are dealt with, this all stops. And it's a mercy to the innocent. Judgment is. Judgment is a mercy to the innocent. And judgment is also there to condemn the wicked. The wicked that need to be condemned. Read Isaiah 26, verse 9. When the judgments of the Lord are in the world, the inhabitants of the earth will learn righteousness. That's right. And if you want peace, then you better meet him on his terms, according to his statutes. And if you want to fail to do that, then you're going to get more of the same. But again, Americans, I'm making an appeal to you because the world is praying for you that you Americans get it right. How long are you going to tolerate all of this? You know your politicians are controlled opposition. You know they're bought and paid for. You know they're extorted. And the only ones that are good are the ones that are constantly being inundated or demonized by the media. And there's very far and few between those. You know, isn't it interesting, just last week, the new guy that they put up, Matt Gaetz, who was busted in a sex scandal. He was part of sex trafficking. His buddy went to prison, but he was promoted in politics. Does that tell you anything? Isn't it interesting how he just had the power to go ahead and pick up the hammer and get rid of MacArthur? It's all a show, because politics is a stage. The world is the stage. These are the clowns in the circus of politics, and there's no truth in any one of them. They're actors, and you know they're actors. How long do you think that somehow or another that they're just going to indict themselves? Do you think that they're just going to one day wake up and say, we're done, we're sorry, we're going to tell the world what we did, and we're going to go away? Do you think that that's what's going to happen? Absolutely not. Hey, folks, these guys are going headlong into hell, and they want to take your country with them. These are the same people that do nothing to stop illegals coming into this country. And again, what it is the Lord's over the top of all of it, good, bad, indifferent, ugly, righteous, whatever the case might be. This is judgment. And that judgment, again, it's this simple. The judgments of the Lord are upon this nation because the American people refuse to keep his commandments. It's that simple. If someone's trying to break into my house and I do nothing to prevent it, what do you think is going to happen? Whoever's trying to break in my house is going to take my house down sooner or later. That's what's happening. Common sense says that's why we are an armed people. That's why we have the Second Amendment, to protect ourselves and our families from the government if it turns tyrannical, and from those that are trying to break into my house if need be. I have every right under the sun to do that. I have every right under heaven to protect myself and my family. Now let's go to the country. Take it from a personal level to a national. How long do you think this is going to go on before you are overwhelmed? Before Cloward-Piven takes its course? Where it breaks the system, it outweighs, where you have no power to stand and resist. How long do you think that this is going to go on? And how long, and again, going back to the people that I was talking about following the money trails, how long are you going to sit back and allow them to continuously reset the narrative, re-engage and attack on another day? Do you think that their kids, or do you think that they're holier than thou and they're just going to do the right thing before the Lord? Absolutely not. They're going to be twice as much the sons of the wicked, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, because every time we turn around, it always goes right back to them. It goes right back to them, and it goes right back to all of those that played the Judas in selling out their country. And I want to tell you why Americans have been sold out. You have been sold out to your enemies within because you have sold out to your God without and within. That's what's happening. It's that simple. It's not difficult. It's not confusing. When you read the Torah, it's as simple as it gets. Hey, folks, let me say it this way. Crime spreads when you fail to deal with crime. It's just that simple. When you fail to deal with crime, you will lure other criminals into your area of life because they already see that you're going to be soft on their crimes. That's what's going on. That's why you have a Hillary Clinton and a Bill Clinton today. That's why you have a George W. Bush. That's why you have Jeb Bush. That's why you have all of these clowns in the circus of politics. This is why you have a Barack Obama. This is why you have a Donald Trump. And don't sit there. Oh, my goodness. Maybe I should show everybody this one. Anybody ready to vomit on site? Because somebody posted this just today. And I'll tell you, I'm going to get back to my point, but I'm making another point. This is a picture of it's a sketch of Jesus sitting next to Donald Trump. And I got to tell you, folks, you look at the responses. I am embarrassed. Has anybody ever taken the time? I'm kind of saying some of the things that I was saying during the first segment with Bono to what I'm seeing here in front of me, because this is blasphemy. And that's exactly what I wrote here. Has anybody ever seen Donald Trump on a roast? Most recently, where he was getting roasted? It's pretty amazing how this man of God, the blind, those that say they're saved and they're not saved, professed Christians that I'm rebuking. Remember, nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Christ did. Isn't it interesting that these are the people putting up Donald Trump next to Jesus? And doesn't that show you that they themselves know not the Word of God right there? Isn't it interesting, folks? Donald Trump, during his roast, everything is the F word. That man has a filthy, rotten mouth. When I was in the rock and roll world, I didn't talk the way that that man talked. And I'll tell you what, everything that came out of my mouth was the F word. But when I hear Donald Trump during this roast, oh, Bradley, I just don't believe it. Go look it up. Go look it up. We've seen all of this before he became the said president of the United States of America, but nobody wanted to listen to it. And how he was talking about women's genitalia on a bus to an interviewer, to a guy he just met. Why was he so free to talk that way? But yet all the Protestants in America, they got together and they said, this is the man that God wants there. Yeah, you're right, to judge your ignorance. Because God will not be mocked. And furthermore, he's not going to hold you unaccountable for your hypocrisies. Donald Trump is a perfect example of the hypocrisy of the American church. Perfectly. But again, I just wanted you to see this, speaking of which, it's offensive, to say the least, but this is how blind, ignorant, and stupid, and biblically illiterate these people are. And I, you know what? If that hurts your feelings, good. Good. I hope it did. But now going back to the point that I wanted to make concerning what's going on over on in Israel, being there myself and understanding God is not going to bless what I seen there back in the 90s. And you can rest assured on Netanyahu. I mean, this is the guy that the people rose up and threw out of office because of the pandemic. And remember, 75% of those in Israel, remember, friends, cross-check everything I'm telling you, 75% of all those in Israel completely refused the experimental jab. Why? They're not stupid. They understand what's going on. They know who Netanyahu is. They know who the American government is. They know who rules the roost. They know who rules over them because they submit to it. I mean, folks, it's just that simple. You can't believe a thing that you're being told. But again, here are all the smart Americans not knowing the difference. But so let me get back to the point here. Remember how I just showed you the video of in 1991, this clown right here, CNN, useful idiot, creating a war in Saudi Arabia, and it was all done in a studio in Atlanta. Just imagine what it's like today. Well, let me bring you over to what it's like today, okay? Because people are noticing that the news that you're getting concerning what's going on over in Israel right now is completely old news. What are you talking about? Well, here. Let this young lady go ahead and share with you with the visual, and she'll explain to you exactly how you're being played once again.
As I was scrolling on social media last night, something caught my attention, and it was the fact that media offices and media buildings were being targeted in Gaza. And you can clearly see October 7th, there's the date right there. Here's the video footage that came up about this entire media explosion. This looks, again, like a controlled demolition, which I talked about yesterday, if you want to go to my page and see that. But lucky for me, they left the media headline right here. So all I did to fact check this was put this headline into Google, okay? And here it is, how Israel bombed a Gaza media tower. Again, why are we targeting the media towers? That's the part that caught my attention to begin with. But then look over here at the date. The 15th of May of 2021. Why are we reusing footage from an old demolition and saying that it's from this war?
That's right. And something to take note of, too, friends. How many times has this been exposed, and yet they do it again, and there are the American people going right along with the mainstream media they don't believe in. Nothing but a bunch of hypocrites that are not paying attention as to how they're being played. Folks, it's not Israel that's under attack. It's you that's under attack. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is conservative Arizona State Representative Anthony Kern. I recently attended the Take Back America tour hosted by nationally syndicated radio talk show personality Bradley Dean and was greatly encouraged by what I saw and heard. Bradley's combined message of faith and freedom is what America desperately needs to hear.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their three-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived
cannabinoid oil is rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Let me know up on social media platforms.
Full-spectrum and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Okie dokie. Anybody want to call in and kind of highlight what's going on? Oh, I just wanted to show you this really quick. Thousands of illegal immigrants buying land in New Texas development. I thought DeSantis and Abbott over there were guarding the borders there. No, not at all. Remember DeSantis and Abbott, they were actually flying the illegals throughout the United States to get back at their political opponents that don't constitutionally exist. But as long as you didn't know, hey, we'll just always do whatever you let us get away with, and that's exactly what you're letting them get away with. They're the good guys too, right? Not at all. Not at all. Not whatsoever. I want to go ahead and play this video for you again. I just want to show you how you're being played to the dupes of ill-designing men concerning what's going on over in Israel. And I remember when we were there back in the 90s, there was much of this stuff going on. There's much of this ado going on during that particular time, and nothing took place. And, of course, it was all hype. And what was the hype about? It was to keep everybody in a straight of a frenzy. That's what it's about. They want to keep you frantic concerning what's going on because they want you to cry out to them for more control over your lives. You just don't realize that's what you're crying out for. is more control, again, over your own lives. Government, man, look what these people are doing. Look at they're coming into our country. Look what they're doing to us. I mean, look at just last week in Minnesota alone, four of these illegals crossed into the border that you allured in, and they went over into Bemidji, Minnesota, and four of those little Mexican dudes, those illegals that came in illegally, raped an 11-year-old girl. Let's just not talk about that. And let's surely not hold accountable the mayor and the governor of the state of Minnesota for alluring them into the state of Minnesota the way federal law tells us that we're supposed to. Because if we do that, then you know what? It means that at that point, friends, that we better really mean what we say and do something about it. Now, that's hey, folks, that's not the United States anymore. Americans don't understand that our constitutional republic was not established by cowards. And they still don't understand that cowards will not preserve it. No. They were brave and they were fearless men. Ask Roger Sherman, one of the signers of the Constitution of the United States of America. Completely different country. Even for it to go this far. Hey, folks, back in the 50s, speaking of the illegals, there was something called Operation Wetback. Did you know that the President of the United States of America, I believe it was Truman or Eisenhower, I can double-check it, I believe it was Eisenhower now that I'm recollecting this, but he actually rounded up all the illegals and deported them. He rounded up all the illegals and he deported them. He didn't open the borders. He didn't set up a busing system and agencies to actually import them into your country. God's not mocked, folks. He's just not mocked. Here, let's go back to this video. I want you to see it again concerning all of those that are drinking the Kool-Aid as to what's going on over in Israel right now. This little girl catches on to it really quick, and I strongly suggest that you do the same thing. Check this out, folks.
As I was scrolling on social media last night, something caught my attention, and it was the fact that media offices and media buildings were being targeted in Gaza. And you can clearly see October 7th, there's the date right there. Here's the video footage that came up about this entire media explosion. This looks, again, like a controlled demolition, which I talked about yesterday, if you want to go to my page and see that. But lucky for me, they left the media headline right here, so all I did to fact check this was put this headline into Google, okay? And here it is, how Israel bombed a Gaza media tower. Again, why are we targeting the media towers? That's the part that caught my attention to begin with. But then look over here at the date. The 15th of May of 2021.
Wow.
Why are we reusing footage from an old demolition?
Because why are we using old footage from a demolition? I want to tell you why. Because like politicians say, here, let me just give it to you as a dictator said it. You all know who he was. His name was Adolf Hitler. He said, it's a good thing for people in power that people never think. Yep. Politicians today will tell you that they get away with what they get away with because of the short-term memories of the people in this country. That's why they're using that. Because people don't want to understand that good cops understand the mindset of a criminal. And yes, I'm a preacher. Hey, but folks, the heart of God is justice. And guess what I want? I want justice. Guess what we're not getting? Justice. Then we wonder why there was written in the book of Isaiah, chapter 59, that truth has fallen in the streets and judgment is completely turned backwards. Huh. Bradley, I want you to prove that. Okay, I always do. I always do. But let him that boasts, here, you know, I'm going to give you the King James Version. I'm not going to go with this nonsensical version of what they ever, you know, whatever they created to be as they water down the Word of God, which is dangerous business. Read Revelation 22. But let him who boasts, okay, no, that's the same one. That's not what I'm looking for. I'm looking for the King James Version. And I can quote it here, friends, but I want to give it to you in verbatim. Concerning what it says in Scripture, so you understand the heart of God. Jeremiah 9:24, but let him that glorieth in this, that he understand and knoweth me, that I am the Lord which exerciseth loving kindness, judgments, and righteousness. You're not going to have judgment without knowing the law. You're not going to have righteousness without judgments. And you're not going to have peace if you don't uphold judgments. So you have to know the law, enforce the law, unto judgment. Judgment falls upon the heads of the wicked, which is the purpose of American government, Deuteronomy 25, verse 1, to establish righteousness and peace in the earth. Now, if you don't know that, you're never going to understand peace. We have peace at the end of God's law, not man's law. See, that's why we have 10,000 laws or policies that undermine God's 10 commandments. You're sick and tired of man's 10,000 commandments, then get back to God's 10. Period, right? Let me go over to Psalm 97 for you. This just comes up in my heart right now, even as we're speaking. The throne of God. The Lord reigneth, let the earth rejoice, let the multitude of isles be glad, and thereof, right? Clouds and darkness are round about him. Righteousness and judgment are the habitation of the throne. A fire goes before him and burneth up his enemies round about. Okay, that's him. But what about his children? You that love the Lord, verse 10, hate evil. He preserveth the souls of his saints. He delivereth them out of the hand of the wicked. Light is sown for the righteous and gladness for the upright in heart. I've told you a story in the past, and I'll say it again, friends, because you're looking for resolve, or at least that's what you declare that you want. Here, let me tell you how it works. We had a friend connect us with a judge out in Cambridge, Minnesota, and it was said of this judge that he drops the hammer to the fullest extent of the law upon the heads of those that violate certain laws in his county. For example, if you drink and drive in his county, he doesn't tolerate it. He gives you the maximum sentence. So we had him on the radio program, and his name just happened to be James Dean. And we didn't extol him as a man. We extolled God that he put a man like that in office, because we need good men to uphold the laws that are already in place. In office, incumbent, in office, right? I'm making myself clear here. And so as we were having a conversation with him, I just said, what an awesome responsibility you have. And I bet those people in that county really appreciate that they have a judge that loves them enough and cares about them enough to actually love God enough to uphold his law concerning those that break the law. And I'm sure that's probably pretty confounding to some people that don't know the difference. But let me give it to you this way. It's a mercy to the innocent that the judge, he enforces the law to the degree that he does, and deterring the crime by showing other criminals the consequence as to what's going to happen if you too break the law. No, that's how you teach men the fear of God. You show them the consequence. You know, you have all these bureaucracies in America today, friends, that are created after the fact, after the destruction takes place. I used to give a little bit of a parable in high schools across the country, and I said, you know, they have a true story, and this is a true story. I've seen them out in Colorado, out on the West Coast, where they have these windy roads going around these particular mountains, and they noticed that cars were going over the end of the cliff and crashing at the bottom to their own destruction. So a concerned committee got together and said, we need to remedy the problem. Did they say, let's put up warning signs on top of the mountain so people do not go over the end of the cliff and crash at the bottom to their own destruction? Absolutely not. That's what the Lord told them to do. They don't make any money doing that. They don't realize they're destroying their own people and their own country by creating bureaucracies like that through disobeying God, Psalm 19:11. What did they decide that they were going to do? The concerned committee said, let's put an ambulance at the bottom of the mountain. Not a joke. Your whole system is set up on bureaucracies now, Americans. And guess what is at the helm of bureaucracy? Those that mean to control you. And how does that happen? It happens when you disobey the Lord and his warning. His warnings are for our good. He's not there because he's vindictive or he's trying to get one over on us. That's not the living God at all. He is not vindictive. He's a merciful God to those that seek his face and keep his commandments. And let me tell you, it is absolutely true, 100%. Folks, love you by what we do. We're going to load you up for another one. I could do another show right now with all the content that I've got for tomorrow. Had another outlet come out and resurrect another lie about the ministry, and we're going to share that with you as well. We're not hiding it. We're bringing it to you so you can understand who your enemy is.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.